Hello.
Hello, my name is Janaya, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
This Jane Shears.
How may I assist you?
I was trying to file my claim.
May I have your social security number?
422. 863913.
Could you verify your first and last name again for me?
Jane Shears.
Your date of birth?
09/25/1964.
Your mother's maiden name?
Bailey.
And your driver's license number?
5-8-4-5-8-4-8.
Okay. And what was your last employer?
Ford meter box.
Okay. Okay, so we can start the claim. It'll take maybe 20 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. That's fine.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
May I have your phone number?
256-589-5945.
And were your driver's license issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. May I have your race?
Black.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
May I have your residential address?
916 Allen Street, Allen, Tallahassee, Alabama, 35160.
And would that also be your mailing address as well?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you're working, what is your occupation?
I was in labor.
A construction laborer?
No, I worked in the manufacturing.
Okay. Okay. And are you looking for work in that occupation?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I just went to the unemployment office today. That's where I got all the information.
Do you work through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts and accept full-time work?
First day shift, and yeah, all full-time, yes, ma'am.
And what's the reason you can't do all shifts?
Because I will, it's not a disability, but I can't see good at night. But I'm not disabled, like blind or nothing, but I can't see good at night.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
At least 15 to 20. Maybe 25.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$16.
Are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business and do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And what's the name of your bank?
Region.
Would you be using your checking or savings account?
Checking.
May I have that routing number?
It is 06200019.
And the account number?
02-17-10-3398. I think that's all the numbers.
Okay. And what was your last employer?
Ford Meterbox.
May I have that employee phone number?
205-884-4480.
In the city that you worked in?
Pell City.
Pell?
P-E-L-L City.
May I have your employment start date for that job?
September 30th, 2021.
And the last day you worked?
August 9th, 2024.
And why are you no longer working there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, what did you say?
Why are you no longer working there?
They said my job ended because of altercation.
Altercation?
Yes, that's what they said it was.
And what was the altercation?
This young man was harassing me.
Okay. And could you give me the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Melissa Bolton.
Alyssa Bolton?
Melissa. M-E-L-I-S-S-A-B-O-L-T-O-N.
And what was her title?
HR manager.
And what was the date that you were informed that you were no longer employed?
August 9th.
And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
They called witnesses in and made statements. But evidently that wasn't good enough. Yeah, I had witnesses, but I guess that wasn't good enough.
Okay. And did you commit the act that you were accused of?
No, ma'am.
Any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Just my last week. That's it. I don't know if I receive any holiday pay because there's no holiday coming up.
No vacation or sick pay?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't answer that because I don't know about that coming.
Okay. And could you verify that all the questions I asked you provided correct answers?
Yes, ma'am.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties.
Uh-huh.
You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge.
Yes.
And you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Okay, I don't have nothing. Am I going to need some the telephone numbers? I need to write them
yes.
down.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me get a piece of paper, please. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.
Okay, I think when I went there, I think he gave me a card with that on there.
Okay. .alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits Right and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. You could file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the home page, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389. Can you repeat that again? It's 1-800-752-7389. Okay. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524.
What is the last four?
4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance.
Okay, so if I call over the phone, I still have to make a PIN number, or if I go
no,
online?
No, I'm going to give you the PIN number.
When I call over the phone, okay.
You just have to remember it when you call in or filing online. But your PIN number is already made. So, do you have any questions or need me to repeat anything that I just read?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So, I'm going to give you your confirmation number and then your PIN number. You can let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. That confirmation number is 498.
498.
092.
092.
105.
105.
Mhm. And your PIN number is 1503.
Okay, hold on. 1503.
Mhm.
Okay.
Okay. Is there?
That's funny because that's the death of my first son and my second son. So I use 1503.
Wow.
first son died in 2003, and my baby boy died in 2015.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry for your loss. And a lot of people say, like, when I give people their PIN number, a lot of them say, you know, they already use that PIN number. That's literally the PIN number they use for everything. Like, it's automatically made. I think it's just from your information, like.
Oh, okay. That's what I used. I used it for, like, two of my accounts because that was easy for me to learn 1503, so.
Mm-hmm.
So when you said that, I was like, now, how does she know that I have a PIN number, 1503?
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
I know I asked you, so I can call on Sunday anytime.
So you can call on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday anytime. And by Friday, you have to have it done by 5 p.m. So after 5 p.m. on Friday, you can't do the weekly certification anymore.
Okay. All right. So I do mine. I do it on Sunday. So that'll be better for me. And you say it takes how long?
It normally takes up to 3 weeks.
Okay. Okay. All right, I hope I'm looking for a job. I hope I be done found one in about 3 weeks.
Okay, thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.